all the hiking trails that we use now, presumably all those were once roads that the ranch used.
They were old wagon roads. There are several that you can't even use anymore because there have been landslides, earth movement rather than landslides. During extra wet winters, you'll get a slippage, and it won't be a big landslide. It's just the earth moves, and now you have a big mound of earth where there used to be a wagon road, and so it blocks it. You can see one of them very clearly up the canyon, up near the top, near the spring.
Right.
And you can see where the old road came up around, and then it stops. You have this big mound of dirt now covering the road, and you can see where it came out of the hillside.
You mentioned trees of Mission Peak. One tree that every hiker who's gone up the Peak Trail is familiar with is a lone oak tree all by itself, kind of at the north end of the cliff area. I always think of that tree as the flower behind Mission Peak's ear. You have some memories of it as well.
That tree is probably the 10th generation of trees that have grown there. One will grow, and when it gets about 15, 16 years old, it will die and a new one takes its place. And so the tree has moved just slightly every time there's new tree growth there. At one time, one of the boys that worked up there hung all sorts of animal skulls on it. And then the hikers would go by and take them off and take the souvenirs. But my grandmother always thought of making a Christmas card out of that picture of the road going up with the single tree above to the right. Our family kept the place spotless. We always let people come up and hike up the peak and things like that. And we'd invite them into the house. And, you know, when people would hike up the peak, they'd stop and visit with us and Boy Scout troops and individuals. And it was, you know, like somebody walking in off the prairie. You know, here's a home. And you're sociable and you're respectful, and that sociability and respectfulness seems to have decreased, if not departed, in some people. Some people are just very rude up there, which is unfortunate. People who hike up Mission Peak have a tendency to go up the Peak Trail, go to the top of Mission Peak, and then come back down the Peak Trail because it's the shortest route down and they're tired. Well, I would say that most of the people miss one of the most important parts of the hike, and that's continuing over the peak down to where the spring is and then walking the trail down the canyon back toward where the residences are, because they will walk through an oak grove with trees that are hundreds of years old.
That's why they call that the Grove Trail, yeah.
On the map, it's called the A.A. Moore Memorial Grove. That's my great-grandfather who owned Mission Peak. And although he never lived over at Peak Meadow Ranch, the park chose that possibly because of a reference in the book he wrote, that my great-grandfather wrote, Genealogy and Recollections of A.A. Moore. He started by saying, "We come from sturdy stock." And I can't imagine a more sturdy stock of trees than that grove there. And it just fit dovetails so perfectly.
You mentioned that during your family's tenure at the ranch and during your family's ownership that people would come and hike up Mission Peak even then. I guess that's something people have always wanted to do. They see it and they want to go to the top.
Oh, yes. Ever since my great-grandfather owned it, you know, people would call and say, would it be okay if we took three or four people up for a hike? And sure, go ahead, you know, just watch out for the cattle and, you know, don't leave your garbage. And people were respectful of that, and they didn't leave garbage. They didn't bother the cattle. When you're up on the country, you leave a gate the way you find it. If it's shut, you go through it and you make sure it's shut. Everybody was respectful and knew how to act. Now you have people who've never grown up on a ranch, never been out in the wilderness and the wilds on a horse ranch or anything out in the open. And so they don't know what to do. They don't know how to act.